Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Well, you're listening to Tom.
I don't know. I will just really enunciate my words.
I don't want you to just sit on the couch all day. I'll be a little jealous. You got a big cup of coffee going, though. All right. Things happen in this building from midnight to 5 a.m. that we can't explain.
I think it's a ghost.
I think it is.
It is the fact that this used to be a Native American burial ground.
Yes.
And the spirits are very upset. The indigenous persons, if you will.
Are they just randomly upset, or could they be? I mean, you don't do anything wrong.
No,
you, it's not you.
Very respectful.
Yes, you are very respectful. They would just ruin your microphone processing.
I try to be very respectful.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I really don't. We'll get somebody working on it right away because we have so much to do today. We have the virtual Easter egg hunt. We have to talk about kegs and eggs. Yes, she said really loud in the back.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, there it is. And we have to do the kegs and eggs qualification to see if you could be a Tom and Laura VIP at Knoebel's Three Ponds this Saturday. So we have that to do as well. And then, hey, everybody loves the good news. I mean,
maybe I can take over your mic.
And I could go sit on the couch.
On the couch.
I mean, we could tag team this whole damn show. There you go. Okay, that is a possibility. And we have, and there it is on the way, and so much more to do. So hopefully.
We're our very own, and there it is right now.
You know what? That's true.
Very own,
because we could call it stupid news, but instead we try to learn a lesson from it, and that's why we call it And There It Is. So a morning show in central Pennsylvania finds out at the last second they're not a duo anymore because of only one microphone. What do they do?
And we're supposed to social distance, so I can't just snuggle up right
now. You can't snuggle up on the same mic, so one person talks while the other person sits on the couch.
And there
it is. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Good morning.
Talk to me.
No, you talk to me.
No, you talk to me.
No, you talk to me.
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? Hey-o, are you talking to me?
I think we're both talking, and that's a step in the right direction.
What I'm saying actually being broadcast on the radio right
kind
now?
Kind of like if a radio announcer trips and falls in the woods. Does he actually make a sound?
Let's get all philosophical. A road diverged in a wood. Most went one way, but I took the way less traveled by. Wait, what?
Don't you always take the road less traveled?
I do, actually.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. We've got news coming up next, sports and AccuWeather. Everything seems to be working in those departments. What I definitely did is I just took the fancy digital processing out of your voice. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay, so am I. I mean, you still sound like Laura.
I think my voice is normal sounding.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think do I need digital processing?
I think we all do, but do you really? No, because if you were live on location somewhere, you'd just be talking to a good old-fashioned microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Like you did from your house.
I was
going to
say, I mean, I could go and grab my little bag of equipment and go set up in the conference room.
No, just go somewhere.
Okay.
Leave the building.
I could go down to the marina.
You could do that. You could even go in the shed in the backyard. Just tell the groundhog to get out and you could take
over. He's cute, isn't he?
He's adorable.
I saw him run out from underneath there the other day, actually, yesterday. Murphy was sniffing around there.
the radio groundhog, the SBC groundhog, yeah. Maybe I could just go home and it could be Laura and the Groundhog Show.
Okay, that works.
You know, we could do just about anything we want here. Number one, because we're goofy. And number two, because upper management is still in bed. So there you have it.
Which is fine. It's only 6:28 a.m.
There it is. Anything could happen by 7. Stand by. Your chance to qualify to do kegs and eggs with us coming up within the next 15 minutes if we don't blow up.
I don't think we'll blow up. It'll be okay.
Okay. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Kegs and eggs coming up this weekend. It's going to be sunny in the 50s. I'm very excited.
So am I.
This is going to be fun.
It's going to be a really good time. Sold out event.
Mm-hmm.
Adult Easter egg hunt up on the golf course at Knoebel's Three Ponds.
Mm-hmm.
Each little Easter egg contains an adult surprise.
Yes, this is what we want to hear. And again, you said it's sold out. However, you whoopsie doopsie found some extra tickets.
Listen.
Maybe whoopsie doopsie.
My friend Mattson knows how to hook us up.
Yes, he does. Now, since we only have one little friendly pack, we're just qualifying people this week, and Friday we'll give it away.
That is correct. So if you would like to qualify to potentially win your way into Kegs and Eggs, you may or may not could have the opportunity now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Got to be quick this morning. Caller number one right now on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX. Hi, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
This is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie. Where are you calling from?
I'm on my way to work.
Yay. Well, you could be on the way to Kegs and Eggs. You are 21 years old or older, right?
Yes.
So now she said yes.
Yes. She's like, come on now. Yeah, come on now.
Come on now.
Well, right. Dottie, hopefully we will be announcing your name on Friday. You just got your chance to go to Kegs and Eggs.
Oh, great.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
All right, this isn't sports talk. But at the top of the show, we said, please don't use your radio voice. I was practicing my baseball voice yesterday because tomorrow's opening day.
It is.
Baseball announcers are amazing. They're like, strike one. Why don't they just say strike one to Laura?
It sounds more exciting the other way.
I guess. And now, NFL announcers are more dramatic. And now, the NFL will play 17 games.
17 games. Wow.
Okay, now, I want to know your real feelings because you work out and you exercise a lot.
I do.
What if somebody told you you had to exercise like 10 times more starting today? You would be like, hang on, I don't want to get hurt.
Well, yeah, you have to ease into it, especially if you're coming off of a long layoff.
Mm-hmm.
Could injure your joints and stuff, get a little too sore. But here's the thing. If somebody was paying me to work out, I'd be like, fine.
There is that argument. Exactly. This argument has been going on for years, and I'm sure it'll be talked about the Steve Jones Show on News Radio later this afternoon. There's arguments to and fro. I mean, so you have to play one more game this year, NFL. It helps gambling and it helps the NFL, but it doesn't help your body. But oh, by the way, you're getting paid $38 million.
Well, that's the thing. So, you know, you're getting paid for it.
Yeah.
So really can't complain too much.
Think about it. If you were going to work today and your boss said, we need you to step up the effort a little bit with the same pay, it happens every day.
It does indeed.
So the argument will continue. Rob, the Sports Center, will talk about it a little bit coming up when we check news, sports, and AccuWeather. But your thoughts, if you're a big football fan. You know, there's a lot of Steeler fans in this area and Eagle fans. They'll say, hey, we get to watch one more game.
One more game. That's cool.
Yeah. And do we really need a lot of preseason games in the NFL where they don't even hardly tackle each other anyway? And they're just
Honestly, probably not. We could just cut some of that down so you could have the regular season.
See, that's what I was thinking
All
of.
I know.
Okay.
Is 17 games, how many games does baseball play? Seriously.
162.
There it is. So, I mean, I know football's a bit rougher on the body.
Yeah.
But you're not playing 162 games.
Exactly. You're not playing like 6 times a week out of 7 days or 5 times a week. You're playing once a week. But I don't know. There's arguments to and fro. So if you have something to say, you can hit us up on the Facebook page.
Absolutely.
If you're sports fans.
Or call us on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. We are not a sports talk show, though.
That's right. So you can call Steve Jones later on this afternoon at WKOK.
There it is.
But I just wanted to... you know, just throw that out there. Rob will talk about it coming up. Actually, I just wanted to play the music, and that's...
I like the music.
In a world where two teams of gladiators line up nose to nose
to clash on the field of battle.
News is next.
Rob and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right. Bright and early this morning, we are headed out to Minnesota, where a pastor from Japan has been working in a hospital. He asked the public to send in paper cranes to help cheer patients up.
In Japan.
making the paper crane, specially correcting 1,000 paper crane and tied together. It is an intense prayer for healing and seeking the peace. Some school and some community start making together, and it's amounted 16,000. The hospital is not super fun place to visit. They're looking down because there are so many emotional distress. But once they step into the hospital, first thing they see is this paper crane. So they can look up, basically looking up, and plus emotionally.
One paper crane? Maybe. 16,000 paper cranes? That'll make you feel good.
Absolutely. If you have a chance, Google the picture because it is incredible to see it in the hospital's lobby. Beautiful, beautiful.
That's good news.
Up next, here's a mom narrating this special moment as her young son walks over to an elderly neighbor who's on his sidewalk shoveling snow.
We just got home from a photo shoot, and our son notices that our next-door neighbor, Mike, who is one of his best buddies, he's also close to like 90 years old, is out shoveling his driveway by himself, and our son wasn't having it. So he walked over to Mike's and told Mike that he needed to help, let him help him.
That's a good kid.
It's a wonderful kid, especially, oh my goodness, they've been having a lot of snow out west.
Yeah.
So, what a good kid and good news.
Good news.
Last but not least, a runaway shopping cart with a child in it started rolling through a parking lot in Illinois the other day. A quick-thinking employee named Ben snagged it.
This large cart started rolling down the hill, and there was a baby in it. It was heading down the hill right by the stop sign. And I stopped what I was doing and I got the card and saved the baby. The mom was putting her kids in the car. They were honking at her to get her attention. Put your kids in the car first, then unload your grocery.
Yes. Listen to the advice at the end. Hey, moms, put your kid in the car first, then do the grocery thing.
All I know is quick thinking on Ben's part basically saved that baby's life, because when you click on the story and look into it, that shopping cart was actually rolling out into a busy intersection.
Yeah, the kid mentioned it was rolling toward a stop sign. There's
yes.
a stop sign there for a reason.
Yes.
And that cart wasn't going to stop.
So whether it's paper cranes hanging or saving a baby, it's all good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Investing in your business, but not adding high-speed fiber? Bad decision. Like building a house with no air conditioning, hanging fuzzy dice from your rearview mirror, or getting 3 bacon double cheeseburgers and a diet soda. Don't be those people. Call Pentel Data and tell them you want real speed, as in the lightning-fast, ultra-reliable confidence only their fiber network can provide. Your employer will be so happy. They'll make bad decisions of their own. High-speed fiber from Pentel Data.
Aubrey Alexander Toyota loves to sell cars. Start to finish, we can help. Inventory is updated every day, and we're a click away. If we don't have it, we'll find it. Don't want to buy one? Just want to sell one? Stop in. But if you want the best selection, highest trade-in values, lowest rates, plus Blaze Alexander's low price guarantee, look no further than Aubrey Alexander Toyota. Incentives and discounts apply daily. Check us out online at AubreyAlexanderToyota.com, because we take the deals the other guys won't.
This is Dr. Dunnigan from Shamokin Dam Health Center. If you suffer from muscle strain, chronic pain, or any other type of injury, we can help. We provide rehabilitation, interventional pain management, massage therapy, and chiropractic in our opioid-free multi-specialty center. We welcome new patients as we are dedicated to helping you become free of the limitations of pain, restoring pain-free function to your life. Call for your appointment, 570-743-4333. That's 570-743-4333.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How do you protect yourself from the new forms of the coronavirus? Here you go. Got a mask that fits good and snug? Perfect. Now, give your neighbors at least 6 feet of space and avoid crowds, because all that stuff still works too. Look, I'll definitely get my vaccine when it's my turn. But now isn't the time to let your guard or your mask down.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
New Dunkin' Sweet Cold Foam is the perfect way to top the perfect cup of Dunkin' Cold Brew. Give a little lift to every sip with this velvety feeling that you can't top. Try chocolate stout flavored cold brew with sweet cold foam or cold brew with sweet cold foam from Dunkin' today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
Hey, coming up, Jimmy Kimmel with Late Night TV. Laura, if I said, what if all the countries work together, working together, all the countries of the world, to make sure COVID never happens again, what would you say?
I would say good. That's what we should be doing.
But
what?
Kimmel's a little more skeptical.
Oh, yeah. We all find it difficult sometimes to play nice in the world sandbox.
That's it. Birthday buddies and more on the way.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Whoa. What's the deal with your haircut?
Business in front. Party in back. Hello. Business in the front. Party in the back.
The mullet, Laura, yes or no?
You do you, boo.
I knew you were going to say that, and I kind of wanted an argument from you.
No, it's a trend on TikTok, Tom. Everything starts on TikTok anymore.
I know that, but I'm an old guy, and just because it starts on TikTok doesn't mean it's cool.
They went full Billy Ray Cyrus. I'm serious. They not only used the song on TikTok to cut their mullets, but then are rocking it, and it is business in the front, party in the back. I mean, kids are going full into it.
Kids, and this is what I saw. I noticed in the Sealands Grove area that some of the wrestlers were going mullet, and now some of the baseball team. And if you have a baseball cap on, it's part of your uniform. The wrestlers, you can see it right away. But in baseball, it's kind of hidden under the cap. You're thinking, wow, long hair's coming back. And then they take the cap off, and it's like, So I'm just kind of wondering.
It's a thing. I'm trying to think. The first mullet TikTok video that I saw probably was back at the end of the summer.
Yep. Sometimes it's banned.
No, I feel so deliciously white trash.
Yes.
I want a mullet.
A school in Australia has banned mullets, but it's a private school. So, but in public schools, I guess you could do whatever you want. So let me say this. Let me ask you this. Your husband, and it's impossible with his haircut, but your husband Keith comes home today with a mullet. Is this where you say, you do you, boo?
Yes. You do you, boo.
You say, fix your head, damn it, or I'm going to make you wear a hat for the next 6 months. Mm-mm.
His head, his choice. Seriously. Well,
that's an interesting phrase to use around the house.
Oh, geez, Louise, no, but, Thomas.
He comes home with the worst haircut ever, and you say, you, okay.
If Keith wants to walk around looking like a little bit of an idiot, he can. It's fine. Again, that's Keith's choice.
But you got to look at him every day.
He's a handsome man regardless of haircut.
Oh, you are so sappy. See, I wish I could say if little Keitho, who's 15 years old, came home with a mullet because he's on the baseball team at SoCo, you'd say, what the heck happened to your head?
No, here's the, like, if to me, if you want to mess around with stuff, especially like experimentation when you're younger, just make sure it's not permanent. So a haircut, whatever.
Okay.
Hair color, whatever.
Somebody dig up an old picture of Tom Morgan, 94KX, when I had the mullet. Okay.
Oh, don't.
Somebody post it.
You did.
And then we'll take votes, okay?
Hold, please. Lynn Hall is on the line, and she already has those photos.
There it is. Mullet, yes or no, let us know. The Ford Fun Line is always open, or hit us up on Facebook.
You know what? I feel like we're going to make a survey.
Oh, are we?
We're going to make a Facebook survey right now. Mullet, yes or no? And I bet Billy Ray Cyrus is on the Ford Fun Line.
Okay. It's waiting for your response.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.
Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right, Laura, you're not going to believe this one. But
Lay it on me.
A woman from where?
Florida.
Exactly. She was angry at somebody. She wanted to run them over with her car, but she accidentally ran over the wrong person.
I was attempting to run her over, but then I see someone push her out the way. Had I not picked him up, she would have ran completely over him, and he would have been under the car. As I'm picking him up, she's just hitting us both. We just went flying over the car. I was trying to find the brakes. I couldn't find the brakes, but I didn't mean to hit them. It was an accident, and I hope they're okay.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to run over you. I meant to run over her.
What? What is happening in this world?
And then you just tag it with, I hope the wrong person that I ran over, I hope they're okay.
Unbelievable.
We have to redefine the word accident.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94K in the morning, 94.1 WQKX. This is Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Depending on where you live, you have comforted yourself through the pandemic with a cocktail.
We all have.
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. And Tom and Laura's list today, we just like maps.
I have to point out, those who haven't comforted themselves that way, mm-hmm. they're my heroes. Bravo.
Bravo
for you.
To you. Mm-hmm. If you're just guzzling water...
Bravo.
Or, yeah. If you're just doing an electrolyte drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
Me too. But here are the top cocktails, state per state. Our list starts at 7, but we're going to go 1 to 7 because 1 is the most popular. Mimosas is finished number 1 in the country for a pandemic drink.
It's just champagne and orange juice, though, so I don't know why you need to Google that.
Yeah, and I don't know why, like, it seems like... A brunch drink.
I love a mimosa at brunch.
Yeah.
I do. I love a mimosa flight at brunch.
The whole flight. Yeah, the different. Yeah. So I'm thinking like the pandemic's got you down. It's 8 o'clock at night. You're going to make a mimosa? I would.
Maybe you like orange juice and champagne. That's cool.
Yeah. Colorado, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, North Carolina, and Tennessee made it number 1 because that was 6 states.
Up next, number 2, Florida, New Jersey, New Mexico. They were Googling pina coladas.
In New Jersey?
Whatever. Beaches. They have beaches. That makes sense. A frosty beverage on the beach.
Okay, maybe on the beach. You are correct. White Russians finished number 1 in 3 states. Alaska, Minnesota, and West Virginia.
That makes sense. You can see Russia from Alaska.
Yeah, but not from West Virginia. And when it's snowing, you can't see anything from Minnesota. But yeah, that finished number 3.
In Arkansas, Virginia, and Washington, number 4 was mojitos.
Mojitos.
Every bartender hates making them.
You're right. And yet they became a thing during
They're
the
so
pandemic.
Popular, yeah, but muddling all the mint leaves and stuff.
Yeah, let me crunch up those mint leaves for you. All right, at number 6, listen up, Pennsylvania. In PA, Kentucky, and Kansas, wine coolers.
Really? Oh, we skipped 5. Sorry. Oops.
Oh, we did.
Missouri, New Hampshire, and Texas, margaritas.
Margaritas in Texas?
That makes sense. Yeah,
I get it.
Totally makes sense.
Missouri,
okay, so now 6. Wine coolers, though, for PA, really?
Why?
What? That's what we were Googling?
I thought Yingling would make the list.
Me too, although that's not a cocktail. That's just a PA beer.
You can't Google how do you make Yingling, but yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't think the sisters are giving away their secrets.
No, they're not. Wine coolers for PA.
They suggest mixing wine and ginger ale. Now, I don't want to be judgy, but ew.
Is that all a wine cooler is? I don't think so.
It can make a spritzer.
A spritzer.
Make a spritzer.
You got to say it that way, too. All right. And finally, number 7.
Bellini, Dark and Stormy, and Old Fashions. They each got 2 states each.
Oh, okay.
And then the one state that had a cocktail that's really a mocktail was in Nevada. A Shirley Temple.
A Shirley Temple has become a cocktail?
A dirty Shirley. You just add vodka.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I think I'm going home today to have me a dirty Shirley.
Wonderful.
There's your cocktails, America.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Yeah, we want to send you on a Disney family vacation. You'll get your chance starting next week.
Quest for the castle.
I just love the name. We got something going on every day.
Like, we do.
By this Friday, we're going to find out who wins our virtual Easter egg hunt.
Also, don't forget, we'll pick a winner for Kegs and Eggs.
And that happens on Saturday.
It does, and the weather looks beautiful. Let's not jinx it.
Every day you have to listen to Tom and Laura in the morning. Every day. And throughout the day.
Absolutely.
Well.
And particularly beginning next week, because Quest for the Castle.
Mm-hmm. So stay with us.
May or may not start.
May or may not start. I thought you only used that phrase when you were getting in trouble. I may or may not have blank.
We could get in trouble for talking about this. Are we supposed to be talking about it?
No.
Oh,
so
see?
So that's why you used that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can tell you it's Wednesday, and we can tell you Wednesday at the Wash continues.
Indeed it does, so make sure that you're a member of our text club. You can sign up at WQKX.com.
Mm-hmm. Do it now. Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. And our girl Sam Tyler tonight. Tom and Laura wrapping up. Show started off a little rough at 6 o'clock, but it got better.
It did indeed. And you know, we pulled through like we always do.
Yep. Just a couple of Band-Aids here and a little scotch tape over there and the help from Drew, and we're all good.
Good stuff.
There it is.
Good stuff.
We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day, and you're giggling over there.
I am.
We've got several ideas.
I found this English proverb, but this one, I just was like, it's so absurd, it kind of made me giggle, and I shared it with you, and you rolled your eyes, so I'm going to read it.
Does it have anything to do with raining on Wednesday?
No, it does not.
We can't read that one.
No.
Okay.
No, it does not.
Okay.
It says, think about this. A blink, when you blink.
A blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is like a teeny tiny clap for your face. So even if no one else is cheering you on today, your eyelids are.
Sounds like something Hatchie Malachi would say at the end of the show.
Miss Judy. Yeah. She's the best.
So your eyelids are actually clapping for your face.
Yes, and you're always cheering yourself on.
Go ahead and blink a lot today, people. Have a good day.
Bye, guys.